Welcome to the Nebraska Weed Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Weed Board. The Weed Quality Council met on February 22nd through the 24th in Olathe, Kansas. The annual meeting focuses on evaluating new breeding lines and what traits are important to millers and bakers. Catherine Frels, University of Nebraska-Lincoln Small Grains Breeder, attended the meeting. She joins us by phone. Catherine, tell us more on the theme of the wheat meeting.
The future of wheat production and the future of milling and baking in the U.S. It's been a really challenging few years, especially with the drought throughout most of the hard winter wheat region. And so what producers are looking for, they're looking for varieties that can still yield even in these really rough conditions we've had, and can still produce quality protein in that grain that millers and bakers are still going to like.
So what was one of the sessions that you enjoyed?
I also saw a presentation doing a kind of retrospective look at where we've come from in this region, looking at some of our historical wheats and how we've made progress since the 1990s. And actually, that was a really pretty good message. Our growers are seeing better protein, increased protein, and the quality of that protein has increased. So that even in rough years where we might not be seeing as much protein, the protein quality is still good, so we're still making good loaves of bread.
The Wheat Quality Council is not just for growers to know what's new to them, but also for the millers and bakers. Catherine, what did you hear for them?
From the North American Millers Association and the American Bakers Association is that we're going into a new farm bill cycle. And so now's our opportunity to really advocate for wheat, making sure that there are not disincentives for producers to grow wheat. We also want to see that we are keeping the food in food aid and increasing the amount of research funding that's going to wheat, whether it's to disease resistance research or quality research. We need to make sure that remains a priority.
Catherine, were there any sessions about issues farmers and the wheat industry have been already dealing with?
We're continuing to see a lot of supply chain challenges and challenges with rail services. Our producers are well aware of those challenges, and that's really not letting up even as we move into 2023. And so that's something that I think a lot of people in our industry are going to continue advocating for at the federal government and state government levels to help us improve that aspect of grain transportation.
We've been talking with Catherine Frels, University of Nebraska-Lincoln, small grains breeder. I'm Chabela Guzman with the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.